Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, everyone. This is Christine Marie.
Hello, Mama. It's so funny. When we were testing our volume, we were both so low. And now that the show's on, we're both like testing high.
And so it's the adrenaline
it's
pumping.
It's the adrenaline pumping. Exactly. So I'm going to just take it down a notch.
Show much go on.
Just take it down a notch. There we go.
I love it when you play with the knobs during the show.
It's so professional, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's not distracting at all.
No, certainly not. Certainly not. Well, we've survived. We survived, girlfriend.
We did. We survived, but we are exhausted.
Yes.
And we did the 48-hour movie.
Yay! And what was so interesting is that if you went to our Snapchat page, no, Instagram page. I Instagrammed going to Chicago. I Instagrammed a couple of my hair. Mom had me.
In wigs.
She had me looking a certain part.
Well, it was interesting. Our cast of characters that normally, you know, the criminals that are our cast of characters, everybody was gone this weekend.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
On Julie's side of the family, Quinn and Hillary and Doug, they were all gone to Tennessee for the weekend. And on our side of the family, Greg and his clan, they were gone to New York for the weekend. So it was just us guys.
Yeah.
It was just you, me, and Daddy-O.
So the usual suspects are gone.
Correct.
And here we are.
And we did it.
Yeah.
We did it. We made a tiny little movie. You played two parts.
Yes.
Dad was the major star.
And at the end of it, my goal is always to have a complete work of art.
And we do have a complete work of art. It's 6 minutes and 45 seconds that unfortunately we can't reveal until after September 23rd, I believe.
That's when, yes.
Because the movies will play at the Music Box Theater in Chicago. And we'll find out, they'll be voted on, and we'll find out who wins first place, audience favorite.
Right.
And, you know, do we have the technology to win first place? I don't know, but we do have the capacity to be audience favorite, I think, for this one.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. When it drops, you guys will be the first to know. It's called... Can we say the title?
Yes, you can. Of course
you can. It's called Friended.
Friended, yes.
And our genre was dark comedy. I think we handled that part nicely.
Yes, there's a little bit of darkness and a lot of comedy. And good for us. Good for us. We played to our strengths, you know. We had two options. So when I went there, we got an option of doing dark comedy or climate movie.
A climate movie.
And I'm like,
that
is
crazy.
Crazy, yeah.
I would have thought maybe kind of apocalyptic, like, you know,
right.
An EMP pulse strikes the continent, and what is it like to be dark or whatever? Or the climate is so bad that now the birds can really hear everything and they're gone crazy. And if you make a sound,
they go nuts.
They go nuts and they try and they eat you.
Or
and you
the
have
climate
to be blind.
So good that the climate is so bad now that Greenland is now a great piece of real estate. Like, you know, the ice caps are melting. Great.
We now own Greenland.
Woohoo!
But Julie, start out by telling us, like, the simple little 2 hour and 17 minute trip to be there by 6, because we only had a small window between 6 and 7:30 is when we can be in Chicago to get our genre. You get a genre, you get a character that must be in the movie, you get a line that has to be verbatim in the movie, and a prop.
And
from 6 to 7:30, otherwise no.
Right.
Nugga. Doors
right.
closed.
And that's a great way for them to know that you are creating it in this 48-hour period.
Right.
And of course, you are allowed to look at locations and all that stuff. And we did.
We have to have, what are those permission letters called?
Release forms.
We had to have release forms for anything that we might do.
Yeah.
Luckily, Julie is treasurer of our Lost Lake here, and so she got to sign the release form.
I just did. I signed the release form. I'll ask for forgiveness later. I'm like, I got some sort of power here.
Yeah. But Jill left at like 3:45.
Yes.
And so there really shouldn't have been any reason that she didn't get there.
The 2-hour and 15-minute trip.
Yeah.
And as I took off, it kept increasing.
Julie kept looking at her phone.
Like, 2 hours and 15 minutes still? Wait, still?
And then I think along around Aurora or something, you found out that there had been a wreck.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, my God. And so, and also there was no parking, you know, in downtown Chicago near the loop.
So you knew you were in trouble when you get a call from the host
312 phone call
of the event.
Yes. I get a 312 phone call, which is the, you know, the area code for Chicago. And I'm like, I better take this.
Yeah.
And it was a woman going, are you Julie? I go, yes. Are you coming? I go, I am literally walking right now to you. I had to find, and they're like, if you are not here by 7:30, you can't be involved. And I go, what time is it now? He goes, 7:17. I'm like, oh no. And I knew that, I mean, I literally was outside the building. And then I get to the door where it says enter, and the door's locked. And I'm like, the door's locked, get me in.
And you called them?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And they buzzed us in.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, oh my God, crazy. And
so you were like, just like moments, minutes to spare. You run in, and everything's in a hat, or is it in a fishbowl?
Oh, it's a hat.
Everything's in a hat. There's
a big old Harry Potter.
A multitude of genres.
Yes.
Coming of age, period piece, superheroes.
Yes.
Like you said, climate. And each piece of paper has two sides. So you get a choice. Or you can do both. Last year, when we participated, we had superheroes and a period piece.
Yes.
And we did not want either one of those.
No.
As you remember.
And you worked it out. Oh, as I remember, you were a little disappointed in me.
Like, how dare you pick out of a hat the last thing I did not want.
Well,
but we did work it out.
We did. It was great.
We did become superheroes.
Yes.
You know, that movie can be seen, which is called Broken Hoe Boogies. No, Broken Hoe, not Boogies.
Broken Hoe Boogie.
Broken Hoe Boogie.
Yes. And if you can't find it there on YouTube, Broken Hoe Boogie, put down Miss Chris Hugo, MissChrisUgo. That all one word. We put a lot of our fun movies up under that username.
Is it on YouTube, though?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay, Miss Chris Hugo.
Yes. Well, like the zombie movie is also on our Instagram page, Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Okay, so go to that to see Zits.
Yes.
A zombie dramedy.
Yes.
Because that 48-hour movie was zombies. That was the...
And I remember getting that that genre as well, and sitting in your bedroom, you went with Dad, and you're going, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
And then Dad, just sweet Norm, said, why don't we make zombie an acronym? And he all he could get was Zits on My Butt, ZOMB. And then we all looked like, well, what's the IE?
Yeah.
And then I go, internally and externally?
And we're like, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And, oh, my God,
and
yes.
Then we had it. And you can go see that movie on our Instagram
page.
Well,
I love how some families.
That's like 6 minutes.
Or, you know, they want to create memories by going on cruises where they may come back with botulism or, you know, be thrown off of the cruise boat or something like that. But we choose to stay here. And
make memories.
And make memories this way.
Aww.
And create something at the end of it.
Yeah.
And like, how wonderful.
Yeah.
And
I think what I'm turned on by, I don't know why, but I am turned on by imperfection.
Yes.
Like on the Zits, a zombie dramedy, which you can see on Instagram. Can you also see it on Miss Chris Hugo as well?
Yes, for sure.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
So they could also go there, but do Instagram so you can follow us or whatever.
Yep.
That movie makes me laugh because it's so flawed.
Yeah.
It's so funny. The flaws are funny.
Yeah.
You know, like, the dad has his, it's at the opening scene is dad has red pustules on his buttocks.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the zombie plague. And we're lost. You know, we have 48 hours to make this movie. And how do we get red pustules on his buttocks?
Whose idea was it?
And so.
It might have been yours.
And it was mine. And I said, oh my God. Smith Brothers Wild Cherry Cough Drops.
Perfect.
And so we are at the last minute gluing.
Taping.
With
invisible tape, that clear packing tape that you get from, you know, wherever the tape company is.
The coffee drops on your dad's ass.
Yes.
Just one cheek.
It was very, very appropriate.
Modest. Yes.
Because we had underwear on.
You played Dr. Whitecoat.
Yes, Dr. and you know, I swear, what we don't
Head
do for
of
art.
Center for Disease Control. Little did you know that the Center of Disease just has a cardboard thing that says CDC on it,
yeah,
in crayon.
If we
and
had
a massage
to actually
table.
Have it look like a professional, yeah. Take a point downward. Here it is, people. Hey, we work with what we got.
Yeah.
We work with what we got.
You know, and last year, the 48-hour movie, which we did with superheroes, we needed a character, Dr. Alex Tricaro.
Yeah.
And he could be any kind of doctor.
Yes.
And so, Greg, your brother, he could not attend. He could not be here in person. But he played an integral part of our character, of your characters, and so you put him on the phone. You FaceTimed him.
Yes,
and so it was actually turned out awesome.
Yeah, turned out awesome. The only funny part about that, Greg goes, "How did you get that stand that had that big hand?" And I'm like, "Because I'm filming myself holding the phone on the counter."
Right.
So you see my thumb and my finger. It takes place in our bathroom
because of the echo or
yeah,
whatever.
Our however, perfect height of who knows why we chose that. Yeah. But it was maybe because I could sit at the toilet while doing it. Yes. I don't know.
It took a while.
But what was interesting is like Greg goes, "Where did you get that fake hand, X? It's so huge." I'm like, "Asshole, that's my hand." He goes, "Oh, it looks appropriate. It looks appropriate."
But everybody loved that part of the movie because it was just so unique. And when it was previewed at the Music Box Theater, I went to it last night, and the audience just goes crazy during that part of the movie because it's so funny.
Yeah.
And Greg does an excellent job. And you can probably see that movie, like we said, called Broken Hoe Boogie at Miss Chris You Go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And you just go, oh, this is wonderful.
But why don't we put it on Instagram?
I will. I will. There's no reason why I won't.
Yeah, and they can just go to Instagram.
Go
to
Instagram, Christine Marie.
Yeah,
and Julie.
Let's just do that. It'd be so much easier for everyone.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Us. Though, this weekend, I kind of dropped my program a little bit. What is that about?
Oops.
What is that? I literally fed my.
You dropped your 30-day challenge.
I dropped it just for 3 days. I'm back on it.
Yeah,
I'm back on my challenge.
Yeah,
but it was so funny. You know, I was tired before I started heading into Chicago. So I kind of like, you know, I got a bag of popcorn that's puffed.
Yeah.
It's a $2 bag.
Yeah.
And it basically
It takes a long time to eat that.
Well, and also you pop it in your mouth and it's air. So I don't feel
I'm
going to choke.
You can't be on your program, off your program if you're just eating air.
That's what I tell myself. Yeah. It's just air.
Yeah.
I can't, I mean, I'm certainly on my program. And, but it was when I Snapchatted my Instagrammed myself on Friday saying, "I'm here, everyone. Look, this is awesome." And then when I Instagrammed myself on Sunday, I'm going, "Oops, that's about 5 pounds of water weight."
Your cheeks looked a little.
Oh my God.
A little chipmunky.
Oh, they did. Did you notice?
Well, I did because I noticed throughout the movie.
I was getting
chipmunky. Because we had on Sunday, we had to redo a scene. And I went, God. OMG.
I know, what's that about?
That she had a little chipmunk cheeks.
I did. I'm like, holy cow.
It's just water weight.
Yeah,
really.
I'm so upset by this, that this is how my body works. Meaning, like, I go off it a little bit, and, like, this is just my cross to bear, you know? I mean, some people have alcohol. They go on benders. I was tired. I'm like, oh, instead of nourishing myself and not doing any of that stuff, and I decide I'm gonna just allow myself to eat snacks.
Yeah,
just I didn't even eat meals. Well, I didn't have any meals.
We also we know on Saturday night when you're beginning the editing process.
Yes.
You know, Dad and I go, well, you know, what can we do for Julie that'll help her? Yeah. Well, lasagna.
Yeah. And you're like, I haven't had lasagna in months.
We deserve a treat.
We deserve a treat.
We've been working since, was it 4 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, yeah. We were up since four. And in that meeting, I had to go to a treasurer meeting and all this stuff. Yes. Which it was.
And it was really interesting because we had gotten, I felt like we'd gotten everything ready.
Yes.
Except because I'm like, every year I go, you know what? We are not going to have to put the house back together once this is over.
Right.
Because I'm going to have everything ready. It's all going to be great.
Yeah.
And we did have everything ready. Except the house was a tornado. The garage was a tornado. Because we did everything really in our yard.
Right.
And at love. We only had about three scenes.
Yeah.
We had a car wash scene. We had a band shell scene.
Yeah.
And then we had a river scene.
Right.
So really we only had three real scenes that were outside of our area that we live in.
Yeah.
But lasagna.
I mean, it was great.
I'm thinking about, do we remember that there was one thing we heard this week where somebody, we're buying air for some reason.
Yes.
What was that about?
Well, my brother had mentioned that where he takes his dog. He went to New York.
Oh, correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. Tell this story because for whatever reason, you talked about the popcorn being, air.
We're just now just buying air. We're paying premium for air as Brazil is burning down the lungs of the earth.
The Amazon rainforest is burning. Greg, where Greg takes his dog to be boarded and trained, they sell air.
Right.
Because we're training Elliot by throwing water on him.
Right, which when he barks in your room, you're
every
like,
time we throw a bottle of water at him. And which we pay for.
Yeah.
And but now Greg has to buy air.
He throws in Fiji water.
Did anybody go like, in the year 2019, you're going to have to buy air and water? I did not know that.
And we'll love it. We'll be appreciative.
And, you'll be grateful.
And you'll
people.
Be grateful.
You'll buy that can of air because you'll want your rescue dog.
Exactly. To like only the best. Come on.
Because God forbid you throw water at your dog.
Yeah.
Or feed him sausages. I don't know.
I know. You know, we do have that course.
The
great courses.
Yeah.
Training, I got through like dog like training the 101. Top four. And then like life gets in the way, right? I got to get back into that stuff. Oh, life just gets in the way. I got to knock that
stuff
off.
Well, we kept saying, you know, into the weeks coming to this weekend, well, After the 48-hour movie,
after 48 hours,
we're going to get our lives back together. Yes. And does that ever really happen?
Well, I look at my ankles, and it looks like I've traveled on a plane for 30 hours. I go, what? And it was so embarrassing because I chose to wear like capri pants to Chicago yesterday.
Yeah.
And I had sandals on, and I'm going, you are a moron, Julie, because your ankle is just filling up with fluid. And that's not me. You know, I've been like...
Well, what's really interesting is that you said that they had a couple of Chicago hometown actresses that were there volunteering to take the movie. We turned the movie in a... what's it called? A drive?
Oh, USB drive.
A USB drive. Yeah. So it's very, but they had some actresses that were volunteering. And Julie said, at first she thought maybe that they might have had, you know, cancer or something. Not really. I know. That's what I said when we met Diane Lane that one time.
Yeah,
I did not know she was an actress.
Right.
I just thought she might have been.
Really,
here in the Midwest, we're not used to that kind of skinny.
Yes, no, we're not.
Even when somebody's skinny, we're never used to that kind of skinny. No.
Well, and here we are, normal people who want to make movies, right? So we're just people hovering around the door before 6 o'clock opens, you know? And this woman in stilettos, light colored jeans, a long coat, long blonde hair,
makeup, full makeup,
mm-hmm. and going and trying to get in. He goes, "Oh, I'm a volunteer here for the 48-hour thing. You know, is this where I come in?" I'm like, "Oh, actor, actress for sure." And I don't know, but I looked at her bottom of her shoes.
Were they
does
red?
Michael Kors? No, but I think it said Michael Kors on. Does he make shoes too?
Oh yeah, Kors makes everything.
Yeah, he makes everything.
I'm surprised they wouldn't bid Louboutins.
Yes, well, I didn't recognize her as an actress, so she's a working actress, mm-hmm. so she's not there for the Louboutins yet.
Well, Julie, you had your Rika sandals on.
I'm a Rika sandals.
You had name brand sandals.
I'll tell you what. I bet both of her ankles were not as round as one of mine. I think I could fit both of her ankles in my ankle.
Is that called cankles?
Yeah, unfortunately, it was called cankles. But I literally was trying to find the right lighting at that last time, going, "Oh, I look like it's been a hard weekend."
I know, Jules. Even Dad, because we had.
Did he say the same thing?
We had a couple of scenes that we had to do Sunday morning that were retakes, and nobody looked the same.
Nobody looked the same.
Saturday morning.
Like, oh my God.
We looked like, oh, what happened between? And you really, when you realize that in the real film world, continuity is important.
And in the real, it was film, so funny because stars, I give him credit for having to keep.
Well, in the first scene of the retake on Sunday morning, we didn't think anything. We're kind of like blah blah blah, and Dad has a hat on.
Yeah,
and then you said, "Does Dad have a hat on in this scene?" And we went,
"Oh no. Where's our continuity editor? Who's in charge of continuity?
Who's in charge of continuity?"
Well, it was so funny because a lot of times you were filming and Dad was filming my scenes. And so only
except when Dad filmed your scene, he'd get the car in the background. So those are little mistakes you'll notice.
Yeah.
But you know what? It makes
48 hours,
people.
48 hours,
people. And it makes it real.
Yeah.
And at one point, too, you're lip syncing.
Yeah.
Lip syncing, and nothing is matching up.
No, we're like,
for about 2 seconds,
and
three
then
seconds.
We go, "You know what? Let's just add words so no one can really tell."
I said that.
Yeah.
I said, "Can you? Because nothing is." Yeah. I said, "Just add words across the screen."
You know, and then I'm rolling the credits literally by just moving
my
camera
a piece of paper.
And when I went to, I realized that if I use
camera,
iMovie.
Credits roll now. And we're slowly moving the paper up.
Oh, my God.
The credits are written on.
So embarrassing. But oh, well.
That's high tech, people.
High tech. Exactly. Exactly.
But definitely put Broken Hoe Boogies.
I will.
On Instagram.
I will. And maybe I'll put our Christmas stuff up, too, sporadically.
Sporadically. You don't have to overwhelm everyone.
Yeah, don't overwhelm. Our Christmas ones are a little longer because they're really designed for family and friends. And
almost too long.
Yeah, they
are. That first one was like 20 minutes.
Yes.
Luckily.
And the second one was a little shorter.
Yeah.
Well, they actually have a plot. It's a whole storyline.
There's a plot. Who stole the Grinch? Who stole Christmas?
Yeah, we'll get better at it. We'll get better at people. We have to remember that people have very, very short attention spans, especially if it's not about them.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, right?
Yeah.
You had to go to David's house, which is Hillary's husband. He's home. Hillary's in Memphis or Nashville this weekend, and he's home with the two kids, and he volunteers to, because we don't have the technology out here where we live, to quickly download a zip file or whatever. Yeah. And he does. And so we're expecting him to, like, go, "Hey, don't you want to? I can't wait to see your movie. This is awesome." Nothing.
Nothing.
Not even.
And I was kind of okay because I didn't want to have anybody's real reaction until, like, I don't want, like, I thought it was good. But I'm just like, I don't know. We'll see.
And you did not get a reaction.
I didn't get a reaction from him, you know.
And I could, "Did David see it? What did he say?"
Yeah.
Well, tell me what
happened. I didn't see it.
Tell me. He didn't see it.
Right. Oh, okay. But he did download it to his TV, so he does have the opportunity to watch it.
Yeah, but
and his computer.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Interesting. There won't be any hanky panky going on to that movie.
No, for sure. Because that'd be wrong. I didn't even go there to think that's. There is hanky panky. That's horrible. That's crazy. But. Like I said, back on my program a day.
Back on the 30-day challenge, people.
Well, and it was funny because I saw something from The Rock, and he was retweeting somebody's workout, you know, video. Because you got to videotape yourself working out now. Like, ugh. When I work out, I don't want to think I have to work out and look pretty.
No.
You know, because even the people who are working out and they're sweating, they all look great. Mm-hmm. They all look like they got the best clothes on. Mm-hmm. You have
holes in your pants.
I have holes in my pants. I've got two bras on, mm-hmm, just for the added support.
Yeah.
You know?
And not even supportive bras.
No.
Just double them up. What the heck?
Well, you know what? Two light bras give you enough support for one slightly
not
supportive
really.
Bra.
Not
kinda.
Really.
It's an extra lift.
Oh, you want my opinion?
I know. Well, especially since, you know, well, you know, like the bra on top will kind of like slide around. You're like, well, that's not right.
I loved it when you said, you said, I got two bras on, Mom. Can you tell that the top one is stained with paint? And then I started looking and I go, and it happened to be like Rust-Oleum.
Yeah.
Paint, like
yeah.
brownish.
Yeah.
Rust-Oleum.
Like, your top's brown.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, I can.
There's a great big brown stain sticking out.
Out of your, right around your nipples, really.
And you're like, fuck it, I'm just working out.
I'm just working out.
Don't ask me that. Yeah. Don't ask me if I can tell you have Rust-Oleum on your bra.
Well, I have to, okay, I think it's been a couple of hard weeks for me, because last week also, both you, I have a pair of pants I just pulled out, and it has a stain, it has a hole in the buttocks.
Right.
Just
a small little hole in the
but
buttocks
But both of you
area.
Guys go, oh, Julie, you got a hole in your butt.
Yeah.
You know, and the truth is, I knew it was there before I put the pants on.
Yeah.
And
can I say something about that hole, though?
Yeah.
Dad and I spotted it at different times.
Yes.
Because when I spotted it, you weren't wearing underpants.
That's not true.
No, it was true.
It's not true. I was wearing flesh-tone underwear.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my dealio then. I guess I wasn't wearing underpants when I spotted your hole.
That's true. But you know what, though? Everybody saw my hole. They just thought I was naked underneath because I had flesh up.
And yes, we're like going, because you said, oh, I know that's there. And I'm like, that doesn't seem like Julie. No, the hole seems like Julie.
Yeah.
But to not wear underpants.
Does not seem like
Julie. Dad does not seem like Julie. Like, I have a hole, people, but I'm wearing underpants.
So it's
they're flesh colored, though.
That's ridiculous. Now I think about it. Everybody just thought that girl has no underwear on.
Can I say just something real quick about the 48-hour movie? A couple of weeks we've been scouting locations, and you just don't know what your genre is going to be.
Right.
But we had this idea that Norm was going to be, that we were going to have a noose in this movie.
Yes.
And so I ordered noose rope from Amazon. And of course I wrote down noose rope, and they like, did you mean niece?
Yeah.
And I went, no, I meant noose. Mm-hmm. No, we don't carry that product.
Noose rope,
That's inappropriate.
Yeah.
So then I just had to get
rope.
Anyway, so we're scouting locations, and obviously we're looking for appropriate trees.
Right.
You know, to hang this.
And where we get a really good look.
Yeah, to have the perfect look. And we found a couple in a couple of parks, state parks.
Yeah.
And on the one day that we went, there was a lot of kids playing by this perfect tree.
Right.
And so we realized that if we used this tree, we'd have to go out very early in the morning before any kids. But then we started thinking, you know, how appropriate is this?
Yeah.
If we got caught by the park police hanging a noose rope, you know, it could be a whole crap load of trouble that we just don't need.
I agree with you, Mom. It could be a and then when I was getting my packet on Friday night, you know, Jerry, the director of it all, he said, no, listen, it's a weird world out there, people. If you're going to have knives or guns in your scenes, he did not say noose. out in the world, be careful. You never know who's going to call you in or who's going to come at you with guns blaring.
Right.
Or guns blaring.
Blazing?
Blazing. Your gun's blaring. Doctor,
I just hate it when the guns blare.
And he said, and I thought to myself, and he goes, I want everybody to have a safe weekend. They may not see the film crew. Like, no shit, because our film crew is me holding an iPad. I don't think the cops are going to see the iPad.
Yeah. And so we
She was holding a phone and a noose.
We legitimately had second thoughts about this, and it was appropriate. We used a tree in our yard.
Oh, yes.
And it's so funny because Dad walks out, and part of the comedy is that Dad's in a priest outfit. He's wearing a collar.
Right, and, right. You're allowed to pick out props ahead of time or ideas.
Correct.
You have no idea what you're going to do. And you go, I don't care what I'm, but somehow I'm going to use this priest or this reverend or priest top. I don't care how we're going to do it.
And with the white, black shirt with the white collar.
And for whatever reason,
Dad walks out of the,
yeah,
and
all of our neighbors around.
All the neighbors are walking
new
around.
Neighbors too.
Yeah.
Like, hey, sir, how you doing? And like on Sunday morning, we had to reshoot some stuff. Yeah. And he's out in his priest.
He's out in his collar and the head of the board. Is
I know, head of the board. I'm out in a pink wig. I'm like, oh my God.
I dared him to. I paid him $50.
Yeah.
To actually wear the outfit.
Yeah.
He had to go to Schneider's to get some beer.
No, you did not.
I paid him $50 and he did it. And he came back and he was like so high. And I go, what happened in there? And he goes, respect, baby. He said,
oh my God,
I got
you've heard
so
about
much
those
respect.
Oh, yeah. You've heard about those guys, though, that pretend to be who dress in like fatigues and army stuff.
Yeah.
So they can get free dinners, you
oh
know?
Oh my God.
And they're actually.
They, people go up to them and go,
thank you for your service. And they pay for their dinner or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine if there's like people out there pretending to be ministers and priests for the respect?
Oh my God.
Go in peace, Father. Thank you, Father, for your service.
He loved it. He was
high. Oh my God.
He goes, I've never gone into Schneider's to buy, you know, beer before. And
he bought beer. Where?
He bought a case of beer.
Oh, geez, Louise. Well,
priests can have beer.
Yes. They can,
probably a little too much.
I think
beer
wine,
and wine.
Wine, yes. Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
He loved it, though. I had to pay him $50 to do it.
Yeah. I love how dad's
I had to pay him
working.
Another $20 to go into to get the lasagna like that. But he was high from the $50.
Yeah.
And the respect. And he comes out, and he's like has kind of a dejected look.
Oh.
And I said, no respect? And he went, they didn't even acknowledge it.
They're too busy.
Yeah.
Didn't even acknowledge the fact that I had a collar.
Yeah.
I was a man of God.
Yeah, I was a man of God buying three family-sized lasagnas for the parishioners.
I love the fact that you guys just didn't even buy normal-sized
lasagnas.
No, we didn't. You bought three family-sized.
Family-sized.
I was like, oh, my God. And that's why, like I said,
we weren't able to make any proper decisions.
No, I just thought to myself Sunday, and I remember you said on Sunday morning, you're like, all I had was nightmares all day.
I did.
All
have,
night long.
I woke up crying on Sunday morning.
I know you
I
did.
I had really bad nightmares.
Well, you know what? When you treat your body well.
Gregory was a little boy, and we were riding across from St. Louis, the bridge, at night, to East St. Louis by accident.
Uh-huh.
And I grew up in East St. Louis, but
right.
Now you would not want
to
end up in East St. Louis by accident anywhere ever. And Greg and I'm Greg's mom, and he's a little boy, and we're on bikes, and I need to get back over across the bridge into safe territory.
Right.
And I go, there's this gang of women.
Right.
And I say, you know, and I'm trying to say, I try to come up with a story. I go, oh, my father's on dialysis and I need to get back across to go be with him.
Uh-huh.
And which was true. My dad was on dialysis and he had to go to St. Louis to get his dialysis. And I said, I need to know the right bridge to go. And then they were like, well, girl, we ain't going to tell you nothing. You're just going to have to. I'm like, oh, I got my son here with me. And I start crying. And then you wake me up and you go, it's 4:30.
Yeah.
I'm like right in the middle of the street.
And you're just crying.
And I'm just
like,
crying.
What the hell's going on?
I cry for about an hour.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible.
Luckily,
I felt so bad
luckily
for you.
I had no scenes.
Yeah, luckily. And
so that's the last time I'll eat like lasagna late.
Yeah, exactly.
It was horrible. And I kept all day long, I wanted to try and resolve this dream.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it meant like I need to get across the bridge.
Yeah,
I'm on the wrong side of the bridge.
Right, right.
You know, I'm in zones where I'm threatened.
Yeah,
I'm not safe, and I have a child that I have to obviously take care of.
Yeah.
You know, and be responsible for. So it was a whole bag of trouble, And I was, I remember you're like, you have the, I'm waking up, and you go, oh, here's a cup of coffee, Mom. Oh, I'm just still crying, and you're like going, we've got to do the song now.
We have to do the song. Yeah, and you're just like,
I'm looking for a friend of mine, which is the line,
and sweet and truly kind.
Yeah, and I'm like, I can't do this, guys.
It's a horrible dream. I did go, what the hell's going on right now? Mom is really upset.
Yeah,
then you were saying stuff like, I think my body literally is breaking down right now. Everything.
At this moment,
I am truly dying. Everything is bright. Is this the future I have? I'm like, not really.
Dad goes, here, and he hands me two aspirin. Yeah. It's like 4:30 in the morning. I'm taking aspirin. Yeah. I'm crying. Everybody's trying to.
I know, you think we'd be on a bender.
Coffee. Yeah, exactly.
We just had pasta.
It's just lasagna.
But you remember in the, I remember we were talking about this because I've been kind of leading up to this. I've been engaging a little bit in snacking, which has not been me.
Yeah.
And I remember going, what am I doing? What's going on this week? And I've had to really evaluate some of my thought processes and belief systems and also going, where am I at here? You know, yeah. I need to knock this shit off.
Right.
Because the one thing I know is you have to have an alarm system, which is like that needs a blare, like, okay, you're off the path.
Right.
You're off the train rail or the tracks.
You're derailing. Yes.
Yeah, you're derailing yourself. Get the hell back on.
Yeah.
And I remember I said, I just got to realize that all the food that I really want is horrible for you. And then you go, well, Julie, I don't know, as a good coach you are, because I was being crazy.
Yes.
And like, you're going, it's funny how when you start engaging in behaviors that you know are not right, your brain acts even crazier.
Yeah. Because you're trying to get back on, and you were starting to go, you're starting to hate yourself.
I'm going
to
hate myself, all the old things.
Yeah.
You know.
And you said, all food is bad for you.
I guess all food's bad for you. All the food that you really want is bad for you. And you're like, well, let's take it down a notch. And you're like, ugh. And then we came up with like, no, it's a pleasure to take care of your body. It's a pleasure to eat well.
Yeah.
I go, you know. Back in the day, they, you know, if you, you know, 100 years ago, that you wouldn't be able to buy air popped corn filled with fake cheese that like and have it be highly
for a dollar,
or
$2.
$2.
Yeah,
and it wouldn't be highly tasty, satisfying. You know, that's just not possible. Yeah.
And did we mention that that's pretty much you get that at a gas station?
Yes.
Which is not a good place to get your food.
Listen, I know I have told people, do not fuel your body where you fuel your car.
Right.
And they're like, brilliant.
That was Julie.
Brilliant.
Put that in your next book.
Yeah, do not, you know. And then we were reading a quote by your Buddhist monk that you love.
Thich Nhat Hanh.
Yeah. Which I will never be able to repeat. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote is, the path is the goal.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh.
Well, it took me a beat to get it.
Yeah,
it takes because I mean, I understand all the cliches.
Yes.
They all work. They all good. Work. And then that particular one dropped in deeper.
Yeah, dropped in deeper.
And I went, oh God, thank you, Thich Nhat Hanh.
Yeah, thank you. Now he's dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, my non-physical mentor. My non-physical mentor. And then, you know, listening to The Rock, you know, saying, you know, yeah, on one of his tweets or Snapchat or Instagram, whatever it is, it was your lifestyle supports your physique.
Yes.
And it's like,
and then
I said,
your future more physique. Than likely, your lifestyle, your physique is a, you know,
reflection of your lifestyle. Yeah. And unfortunately, or gratefully, you know, unfortunately, there's always a time delay, you know, depending on how far you're off that track, you know, and so forth. So you're just
watching a comedian. I never heard of him before. It's like his name was Hari Karamoto or something.
Uh-huh.
And
was he funny?
Yeah, but he was a very cerebral, and he was in his audience, like his milieu, his niche. He was in Seattle, and they love him there. And he's very cerebral, and he spent about 5 minutes making fun of Midwestern people.
Oh,
Like, F now, you.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm showing, but it's the middle finger.
Right, exactly. F you.
Yeah.
That, you know, like, oh, Midwesterners, we don't not understand them. They buy gas station food. Yeah, because we're traveling all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we don't have good bus transit systems. We've got to take our car everywhere.
Yeah.
I just was waiting for you to...
To agree with you.
To quit doing what you were doing.
Oh, I was listening to you.
It didn't look like you were listening. It looked like you were totally engaged in whatever that was.
There was something on my nail, and it looked like a bug. And I'm like, is there a... And then because of the Lyme disease, I'm always worried about ticks.
Yeah.
I'm like, is there a tick in my between my toes? But it wasn't. It was just black fuzz. It's been a hard weekend, people.
It's been a hard weekend. I just thought, well, you were so intent on looking. I thought, do I need to stop the show?
No, not that.
Just listening. Black fuzz, not a tick.
It wasn't a tick. Yeah. It was black fuzz.
Yeah.
You know, crisis diverted or averted or whatever it's called. Crisis avoided. And we're all good.
So what else is new, girlfriend?
A lot's going down.
Yeah.
I feel very invigorated. I feel tired as well. But, you know, here we are, everyone. We're going to be having, Labor Day this weekend coming up.
Yeah.
And possibly a 3-day weekend. I'm not sure.
I don't know how that's all going to work out.
Right.
Probably for us a 3-day.
I don't even know.
Because there's like not enough work to do anything anyway right now at the rail yards, people.
You know, and so... I think we're doing good. I think we're all feeling good. I think we're doing good. Life is good, right?
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. Because I had that travel time to Chicago and back, that was 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I decided to, and I didn't have the technology that I usually had to listen to my Audible books. So I listened to podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I chose to listen to this one new podcast called To Live and Die in LA by Neil Strauss. Mm-hmm. And you know who Neil Strauss mm-hmm. is. Who do you know him by? Because I know the name sounds so familiar.
I think he's just a famous writer. I think he writes for New York Times and Washington Post. I mean, he just is an independent writer.
Yeah, and I think he does like Rolling Stone stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so anyway, he's doing a podcast. And To Live and Die in LA.
No, another podcast.
Not another person doing a podcast. Yeah. And I get jealous. Not really, because I love the way our podcast goes.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys have producers, and they literally do like hours and hours and hours of background research to give us a little bit of a clip, you know? I'm like, that's not us. We want to have fun for an hour.
Do you remember when that one producer, he contacted us? He was from Arizona.
Right.
And he said, we're kind of interested in you girls. Can you rein it in a little bit?
Yeah.
And we said, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, you're kind of all over the place.
Right.
And we'd like you to be one topic.
Right.
And you mean, and we said like one topic a show. And he went,
no.
Just one topic
all the time.
And he gave us a couple of other people that he produced. And they were
both conservative
talk show hosts that did nothing but just like
rag on liberals.
And even this one they weren't mother and daughter, it was like they were two girlfriends,
right?
I don't think called Diamond and Lace or
something like that.
And they were just like total
over the top. I'm like, who are these people?
Yeah. And you wanted us to be like that?
No, that's not going
to
happen.
And we just went, you know, as delightful as it might be to actually be picked up by,
if this
you know,
is what we have to be, we couldn't sustain it.
We couldn't even begin to sustain it.
We couldn't sustain it. It would be, you know.
So we turned that down.
It was nice to turn somebody down for a change.
Exactly. Set a hole in the tin cup out.
Exactly.
Alms for the poor. Help us do the podcast. Patreon, please. Buy a Life of the Girlfriend's hat.
Exactly.
Well, you know, my dream, you know, is that there's a camper with a big Life of the Girlfriend's banner.
Yeah.
And we're under the awning. sitting there signing our books and signing our hats at a Illinois State Fair.
Yeah.
Or maybe a Wisconsin State Fair or an Iowa State Fair. Yeah. Anything that's within the tri-state area here.
Which I think is so sweet
and
adorable.
And I want to do that. Uh-huh. And do you think God in his great wisdom would let that happen?
I think that if he let that happen, you would be highly disappointed.
you'd go like, God damn it, another fried Milky Way bar I got to eat. Another corn dog.
I mean.
Another funnel cake.
I'd be like, I'm letting it all hang out this weekend, guys. And then you'll see me before and after shots going, what just happened to Julie? Yes, my body type does not allow for that kind of variation.
You're like, you go, why does this camper smell like funnel cakes?
Yeah.
and disappointment.
And disappointment. Like, oh, five people came by and signed our books. Oh, wonderful. Or
and
basically.
And maybe they thought we were Diamond and Lace.
Exactly.
Oh, you're what? You're Christine, Mary, and Julie?
Who are you?
What's that?
Well, so, you know.
We kind of podcast people.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I got a podcast too.
Yeah. Who doesn't have a podcast?
Why is that fishy? What do you think?
That's the one
thing. I just make fun of somebody?
You made fun of us, which I loved.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, okay.
You know, you've got a podcast. I got a podcast too. Yeah. Like, that's right. We all have podcasts now.
Yeah, but we had one 10 years ago.
Oh, that's right. We actually started when Adam Carolla started.
Yeah. And, you know, we started with we were mentored. Our coach was the same coach that developed Dr. Laura, whatever her name is now, who's like this famous sexologist.
Yeah.
She was being mentored by this coach, the same coach that we got. And now look at her.
You know where we always lack?
What? Character? Always,
humor? No, we lack in the back end stuff.
Yeah.
Where these people are hustling to go meet people, like to make deals, to show up.
Doing some blowjobs here and there.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, showing up any place to meet anyone for anything to be like, that really isn't us.
Yeah, no, it's not.
You know?
Yeah.
And
we'd rather take a golf cart ride.
Yeah. I mean, I sometimes
we're
I go,
like at the dog park.
Right. Sometimes I go, well, you know, can we be those people who are just,
dang,
you know,
yeah.
as a the clock is ticking?
Yeah.
You
know, and but also, we're going to be good. We're good Shackley people, though.
Yes. We are. Definitely.
That we can do.
100% we can do. And we're doing. So that's good.
And we can lead.
Uh-huh. And then also to.
And follow.
We can prove it, live it,
share it.
We can do that.
Yes. 30-day challenge, folks.
Yes. You can find out more at juliehere.com. But we're talking about the
technology.
Podcast.
Right.
To Live and Die in L.A.
Oh, okay.
L.A. It's funny because he has the most inappropriate sponsors. One is just crazy sponsors.
And yet you're so grateful just
I'm
to
so
have
grateful.
One.
Yeah. I mean, like, one of his sponsors is this new wedding planning website. And I'm like, this is such a depressing.
Especially when one of the murders that he talks about happens on the wedding night. Maybe they feel like that's a good segue.
Yeah, does it?
No, not
okay.
really. I'm just
You're making it. Thank you. You're embellishing the story enough to make it look interesting. I appreciate
it. Isn't that Adam Carolla's
line?
What,
yes, 100%. But what I was thinking, though, what we do know is that women tend to really love true crime dramas. So I guess it is the appropriate demographic.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, women like true crime dramas. I do, too, because I'm always surprised. Like, how did you guys let this get this far?
Well, I think women probably like it because we're probably the recipient of most of,
100%.
Of the violence.
Yeah. I would think 90% of it, we are the recipient. Yeah. I'm throwing that out there. I have no real proof of the number, but.
But we bet.
We bet, you know.
We bet there's not a lot of female on male violence.
Yeah. They say it is, but it's not. And.
Oh, she did throw a book at me one time.
Yeah. Like, man up. Just man up. But what was interesting about this podcast is that. Supposedly, it's happening in real time. So we are being pushed in different directions at certain times because more information is being revealed along the way. And sometimes the information is solving a murder that happened in 2018 of this 20-something-year-old actress. Her name is Adea. I don't know her last name. Mm-hmm. And you hear what you hear is the sadness all the way around. And how basically California is just a state of dreams manifested and unmanifested, right? I mean, but it's just a portal for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But there was a couple things that stood out to me. I want you to hear the podcast, people. Mm-hmm. You could find out basically you do find out who murdered this woman, and you know how it kind of, there's no arrest or nothing like that, but you do have pretty much sure how it went down.
I tell you what though, Julie explained the issue to me in about 3 minutes. I knew who did it right there.
Yes,
I knew who did right there.
Yeah. But
it's interesting how he does the podcast though.
Yes, it's interesting how to do the podcast. What's also interesting is how technology really can let us into a window into our own lives.
Yeah.
And I knew people going, oh, no one has privacy anymore. We have to be careful of technology. And I thought to myself, you know what? Screw that. You know, if Google tracks every ounce of my movement all day long, you know what? Let them. I am open. I would love to be.
That's because you got nothing to fear.
I have nothing to fear, nothing to hide.
Right.
And if we all knew we had nothing to fear, nothing to hide, meaning this, I know your kinks already. I know your effed up parts already. You know my effed up parts already. Nobody's perfect. We don't have to have this sanitized Facebook page. Sanitized. Yeah. Like I said, you look at my Instagram page, it is not sanitized. You know, here I am Sunday night, no makeup. I think I'm wearing glasses. I'm not even sure if I have glasses on or not. Mm-hmm. Going, ooh, I look a little poofy. It looks a little bit like, you know. Like it's been a hard weekend.
Julie disappears, and the only thing left are 4 bags of air popcorn.
Yeah, exactly. And 4 cans of air and 4 bottles of water. But a couple of things. One is Neil Strauss is trying to call this number that they have. It's to a burner phone. And this could be the key to finding out if the person who murdered Adea had an accomplice. And they've been calling it for months now. It never answers. Sometimes the mailbox is full, but it's a burner phone. And months later, he calls again, and he got somebody to pick up.
Just on a whim.
And he knew exactly who it was, and they chatted for a while. And what was interesting is that Neil Strauss then calls Jaden, I think his name, which is the private investigator who was hired by the missing woman, now the murdered victim's family. And he goes, you called again? He goes, yeah, and he picked up. He goes, oh, my God. And when I heard him say this, I got it. He goes, well, I'll always call one more time. I will always call one more time. He was shocked at the fact that Neil called another time and that the guy picked up finally, because I think normal people would have given up and given up. And you're just like, you can just never give up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a no. And yet, and that leads to men and the hashtag MeToo movement. You know, it's like, I just thought I should never give up.
She did say no, but there's always 99 times out of 100.
I thought no just meant will eventually possibly lead to a yes. Yeah, I don't know.
If I'm just persistent enough. Yeah, so I am a good salesperson.
And is persistence to a point of stalking? I mean, there's got to be... at some point, you are just wearing down the person. Is that true? Is that okay?
So, I know what you mean, though. That happened a couple of times with me in the 70s.
I bet. Yeah. I know.
Somebody just wore me down.
It just wore you down. I think it was my father. And he's just going, oh, and it was so sad because there was... You can see the generational gaps here, and we are getting better as a people. We really are getting better as people.
Thank you, Julie. I like to hear that. You
know, well, first of all, the suspect, the murder suspect, when they looked at his, I felt crushed by this.
Yeah.
When he looked in his car, he had several self-help books from As a Man Thinketh, like real classics, classic ones, but when he was
The Power of Positive Thinking,
yes, Power of Positive Thinking, all of this stuff was going down, and he had a journal, and in his journal you could tell that something was going down with him, like he would write good positive things, and at some point something switched in his brain and he became more paranoid and all this. And at this time also he is micro dosing LSD
which could have an impact.
And he's also taking possible steroids for muscle development and all this stuff. And he also is, you know, through Google tracking every movement he makes, as long as his phone is with him. He does go to the cannabis shop, which is totally legal in California. And so you're going, okay, people, maybe, you know, we say that, oh, it's not bad for you to microdose LSD. It's not bad for you to take cannabis and, you know, do the marijuana. But maybe it ain't the best.
Do the marijuana.
The marijuana.
That's a new dance. Do the marijuana.
Well, because I know a lot of people who have anxiety who take marijuana to calm their anxiety. And I'm thinking, is the marijuana helping you? You know, helping at the moment. But when you're not doing it, is it creating more anxiety?
They haven't tried lasagna.
I mean, listen.
Look at me. I mean, what I cried for like two hours after
Honestly,
I did the lasagna.
I was happy for about 20 minutes after I had the lasagna. And also, you kind of explain, the show's almost over, unfortunately.
What?
I know. But you had a scene where we had to use Nutella.
Yes.
We're not a Nutella family.
We didn't even know it existed until by your brother.
I never knew it existed. I knew it existed.
I didn't. What is Nutella, people?
And, you know,
hey,
first
I'm doing voices.
I know. I don't
podcast.
Know why. But we knew it was hazelnut and a little bit of cocoa, right? A little bit of milk. That's what they say on the commercial.
It's healthy for you.
It's healthy for
you.
It's hazelnuts, a little bit of cocoa, and some milk or some cream. I'm like, well, there's nothing wrong with that. So you have a scene with Nutella.
Yes.
And then
don't give it away, Julie.
So I tasted Nutella for the first time.
Yeah.
And because people are saying, oh, Nutella on sandwiches is fabulous.
Yes.
So healthy for you.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm calling BS on this bullshit because it's basically frosting, people. It is just flat out frosting.
I think I love it that you called BS on bullshit.
I know. What is that about? I call BS on BS on bullshit. Yeah.
Is that like the pot calling the kettle black?
Yeah.
Is that the proper or improper
metaphor?
It's basically
metaphor? The kettle it's a pot calling the pot. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
More like that.
But so you did call BS on it. You now know that Nutella just is another word for icing.
Yes, yes.
Icing in a jar.
Exactly. Icing in a jar.
Yeah. Well, this is the millennials, though.
Yeah.
They love Nutella, and then they love ranch dressing.
Yeah.
They know that you can put ranch dressing on everything for dinner.
Yeah.
And you can put Nutella on anything for breakfast or lunch.
Yeah.
And then you got it.
So, girlfriend, so, hey, everyone, now that I'm back on my 30-day challenge after a little bit of a break, see the recovery period. Check my face in a week. You're going to go, oh, she's back down.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's healthy again. She's healthy again. I'm going to do my shake today, my little shake and my strip, you know, feeling good. Do my T25. Go to juliehere.com. And try
your own 30-day challenge.
Go to profitenjoy.com. And,
in case you're interested in the business aspect.
Which I believe you would be.
I would say so. And
was it great?
Julie, was the show good? No. It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.